You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Tom Boardman, an attorney in Portland, Oregon. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
I read an article online about this fellow who was suspended from his job as a school bus driver for flying a Confederate flag with the word redneck on it, just for flying that in his own privately owned vehicle. I want to get into that, but before we do, for the benefit of the listeners, give them a little bit of background about who you are.
I'm an attorney in Portland, Oregon. I'm 64 years old, Vietnam veteran. I'm father of three kids, and I practice law in Oregon, Washington. I'm an inactive member of the Bar of Hawaii as well.
You had sent me some legal documents, the complaint and also a couple of other ones. And I just want to go through this for the benefit of the listeners and then let you explain what's going on here. A guy by the name of Ken Weber, he got as a present from his dad a Confederate flag with the word redneck emblazoned on it. And he attached it to his Dodge Dakota pickup truck. And his job as a school bus driver, part of his job was to drive, I guess, to the depot, park his pickup truck out there, or back it in, from what I read. He did that for quite some time, I guess almost 2 years, and nobody ever said anything. And then the superintendent of the school had made a trip over to the bus depot and seen the flag, and then he ordered someone at the bus company to have that employee remove the flag. Am I right so far?
Yes, you are.
Okay. He refused. They suspended him for 1 day. They called him back. He went back, and they asked him again. He said no. They said, okay, you're suspended for 3 days now. They called him back again after those 3 days. They asked him again, are you going to take it down? He said no, and they fired him, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Explain to the listeners how you came into contact with him.
I am a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. I am the judge advocate, which is the military lawyer for the camp here in Portland, Oregon. The Weber firing made the newspaper, and I talked to my colleagues, and I volunteered to call Mr. Weber up and make sure that he was okay down in Medford, because he looked like he was all by himself. And I spoke with Mr. Weber, and he told me that he'd been contacted by the Rutherford Institute of Charlottesville, Virginia, which is an organization that helps people out like him in defending their civil liberties and human rights. I contacted Rutherford and spoke with them, and because it's 3,000 miles from Charlottesville to Oregon, they didn't have an attorney here on their staff, and they asked me if I would affiliate myself with them for the purposes of any litigation. I thought I had no duty but to say yes. I am related to over 100 Confederate soldiers, and I thought I owed it to my country.
Right. And for the benefit of the listeners, the Sons of Confederate Veterans, I actually interviewed Michael Givens, who is the commander-in-chief of that organization. Just let the listeners know exactly who they are, what they do.
It is a heritage organization composed of descendants of Confederate veterans. We do a lot of work in grave restoration and grave preservation, and occasionally there's some heritage defense issues.
Right, like the Confederate license plate.
That's correct, sir.
You contacted Ken Weber, and Ken, at least from my reading, I guess he's 29, right? Because his birthday's in July.
Yes, sir. At the time he was fired, he had, I think it was two children. One of them was under 6 months old, and that was the only income he had.
And he's also a devout Christian, right?
Yes, sir. When I had one of my initial meetings with him, he asked me how long the court hearing would take, and I told him about an hour. Do you have a problem? And he told me that he was starting a new Bible study that night. He's a very clean, living, decent man.
Mm. Now, this fella, one of the defendants, this guy, I guess his name is Ben Bergreen, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Do you know much about this guy? Because it seems like this is the fellow, the superintendent is the one who initiated all this, right?
He's the superintendent of the Phoenix Talent School District, which is a satellite school district near Medford, Oregon. It's a semi-rural area. Mr. Bergreen had experience teaching at the juvenile detention facility. Then he became the superintendent of the Phoenix Talent School District in Medford.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anything else about his background?
Not really. I took his deposition. His office is actually several miles from where Mr. Weber parked his truck on a daily basis. I don't think Mr. Bergreen had been there very often at all before the date of the incident.
Okay, now I'm looking at one of the documents that you sent here, and this is an email exchange between the person who was directed to have Ken Weber take that flag down and Bergreen. And I guess this is part of the crux of the case here, because this person, Todd, is her last name. It's a her, right?
Right, Janelle Todd.
Janelle Todd. She said, do you have a policy in writing that you can send me on the flag? HR tells me if there is a written policy, we can get this put to rest. I am tired of arguing with this driver. Thank you. And he replies the next day, Janelle, board policy harassment addresses objects that are offensive and demeaning to protected individuals and groups. The Confederate flag is a symbol of many racist hate groups. The fact that a member of your organization called immediately to complain about my request not to display the flag on school property is disturbing, as is the fact I was identified as the person making the request to remove the flag. I would have expected a more professional, proactive, and sensitive response from you on the issue. Now, when I read this, my immediate response to it was that he was trying to intimidate and pressure. And of course, as I got through the rest of the document, you said the same thing in there, that you felt that he was intimidating and pressuring her instead of producing something in writing. Is there something in writing?
There is a policy, but it's very vague. They have a policy in the school district about getting a permit for certain kinds of flags and everything, but nobody's ever requested a permit. And all manner of flags and bumper stickers are displayed openly on many subjects that some people might find to be objectionable. There are some gay pride items down there. There are some things on gun control. Just the general potpourri of modern-day American conversation.
Right, sure.
Until Mr. Bergreen walked by that truck, nobody had ever complained or even noticed that flag.
Right.
What he did was he preempted the issue. The regulations of the bus company require Weber to back his pickup truck into the lot. That makes it easier for employees to leave after their shift is over. So the flag itself was barely visible. The flag was never near an actual schoolyard. Nobody was offended. Nobody complained. No one had any problem with that flag.
Except for Bergreen.
Except for Mr. Bergreen, yes. Mm.
Seems like he overstepped his bounds in the face of the First Amendment.
Well, so, that's what our lawsuit is about.
You're right. So Ken asked to see the policy she was referring to. This, of course, is Ms. Todd. And she told him he could not see it because there's nothing that really directly addresses.
There's some contractual language between First Student, which is the bus company, and right. The school district. And it says, among other things, that the school district policy will be imposed upon First Student, the bus company.
Right, I read that.
It also says that the school district has the right to demand that a First Student employee not provide service to the school district. It's a de facto power of firing the fellow. And the bus company was little more than an extension of the school district at that point.
Right.
I asked Mr. Bergreen, I said, even if Mr. Weber had applied for a permit to have his flag, would you have granted it? And he gave me an emphatic no.
This was a deposition?
This is in a deposition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says Bergreen has stated in public that he did request that the plaintiff remove the Confederate flag because some people find that flag offensive and that it is seen as racist. The reason I was asking about his background is because this type of language regularly comes out of groups such as the Anti-Defamation League, groups such as that. Would you happen to know if Bergreen is a member of any? Do you know if Bergreen is Jewish?
I know nothing about the man other than what he told me at his deposition. His religion never came up. The only thing I can remember about him personally was that he spent a few years in the Army and did not go overseas.
Right. By the way, I want to thank you for bringing that up because I wanted to say thanks for serving in Vietnam.
Oh, my pleasure.
It looked like, at least from all of the previous court cases that you cited in this fine document here, that this is something that's protected by the First Amendment, right?
It clearly is. The First Amendment is probably the keystone to the Constitution because without it, you can't have the open debate that we so cherish in this country as a way of resolving popular issues. And Mr. Weber, he never finished high school. He's a simple man, but he knows what his First Amendment rights are. The First Amendment, of course, is the first addition to the Constitution, and it was brought up largely because of the concern people had over the Alien and Sedition Act, which was passed right after the Constitution was enacted, and that tended to suppress any sort of dissension or complaint about the government.
Right.
Mr. Weber's a brave man. He was under an awful lot of economic pressure to take that flag down.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, it was his job, and what's he doing now?
He's going to a junior college. He has decided to complete his education. He'd like to work with juveniles.
He's going to follow in the footsteps of Bergreen. That's ironic.
I think it's very appropriate. He has a very refreshing humility to him. He's not out for blood or anger, but he's also not going to back down on his right to wave a flag.
Right. Where does he stand now?
We've had depositions. The defense filed a motion for summary judgment. All four defendants did through their attorneys. We had an argument a couple weeks ago down in Medford before a magistrate, Judge Clark, and we argued a lot of the issues you and I are discussing today.
Mm-hmm.
I expect that the judge will make his findings and recommendations not too far away from now to get this case moving. We may have a trial. If so, that's what happens when you file the lawsuit.
Jury trial?
It may be a jury trial, yes.
You can request a jury trial?
We can request a jury trial for this. I think this is a good jury trial issue. Americans understand the First Amendment.
Now, have you talked to at all, or had any contact with Ken's dad? Because I know he was the one who gave him the flag. Do you know if he feels bad about all this? Or
No, I never have spoken to his father. He has an uncle who has the same name of Kenneth Weber, and he received some threats early on that were directed at his nephew, and I spoke with them, but they're all standing behind Kenneth Weber, my client.
He received threats?
Somebody locally wrote a letter. I think it was more demented than it was threatening, but there was a threat in there, as I recall. Some people react strongly to some symbols.
Did they happen to locate the person who made the threat?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I feel very good representing Mr. Weber. He's such a decent fellow, and his motives are wonderful. It's unfortunate that we had to bring this to a lawsuit, but we wrote a letter demanding that Mr. Weber receive his job back because he had been improperly and unconstitutionally terminated.
And they didn't have any problems with him prior to this?
They had no problems whatsoever with Mr. Weber before this. There's some cases that talk about how an official may have a qualified immunity in a case like this, but that's been where you had trouble on the campus, and there's been, you know, racial incidents, somebody using a Confederate flag to start a disturbance or something like that. But there's nothing here. There's not a single complaint. We don't know that anybody ever saw that flag other than the people at the bus barn.
What are you asking for in the lawsuit?
We've asked for his job back. We're also going to be seeking a permanent injunction that the school district and that first student not violate the First Amendment again in the future.
Anything else? Any money?
Well, we might ask for a few dollars.
Okay.
But that's what lawyers do.
Yeah. Are you representing him pro bono?
I am representing Mr. Weber pro bono. I won't get paid a penny for this.
That's a great thing. Tom Boardman, an attorney in Portland, Oregon, I want to thank you so much for the time you spent explaining all this to the listeners. And looking forward to finding out exactly how this unfolds and hopefully having you back in the future.
It's been a delight talking to you, sir.